forgiven by Brandy Marks. Chapter 7. Alone in the forest, back to nature she calls it, is a human experience, a pleasant one. Miriam delights in watching the birds and mimicking them. They seem to enjoy her joining in at dawn, or so she imagines. Regardless, Miriam sings alone, mimicking the clicks, chucks, whirs, and liquid notes she hears, then seeing a flash of long blue tail feathers. She knows at least one is a blue jay. Time passes, Miriam thinks less of Anik, and is less anxious about finding him as well. She had long ago got over her attraction to him and cares not whether he likes her. His arrogance and other traits she found equally trying. Praying to Adonai, Miriam continues to trust him and waits for a sign. Rummaging about inside the treehouse, which contains a lot of what someone left behind, an odd assortment of items lay jumbled about. One was a fishing hook. Stripping the bark from a thin sapling, Miriam enters her treehouse, takes the hook and string she'd found earlier, attaching both to the sapling. Early the next morning, she digs worms out of the damp soil into a basket she'd woven from reeds. With her fishing pole in hand, Miriam heads to the creek. Eating nuts and berries was great, as were sweet potatoes, but after a while, fresh fish is a delight. Miriam is not disappointed. Sitting by the stream, one day, she casts her line into the waters, but when no fish bite, just as she's about to give up, Miriam feels a tug on the line. Elated, she pulls a nice salmon from the water, though cleaning and filleting the fish was awkward and messy. Days later, one morning while fishing, the birds began twittering and fluttering frantically like moths in a spider's web. Miriam turns her attention to the sky and realizes something is wrong. She notes the sky darken, a black roiling mass of clouds seem to reach down to the earth. It becomes almost like night. She turns to head back to the treehouse when a deep rumble shakes the ground. She nearly lost her footing. Lightning flashes in the forest, setting a nearby tree aflame. The crash of thunder vibrates the air around. The ground beneath shudders and shifts. Only this time Miriam is thrown down. She scrambles to her feet, sees a great crack appear in the earth, watching in awe as a darkened chasm opens before her. Then a deafening crash, a hiss of steam, and inky clouds of smoke billow forth. A heartbeat later, out of its depths, strides Lucifer. What in the stars? In shock, she's unable to move. With eyes gleaming, towering over Miriam, Lucifer leans over, grasps her about the waist, nuzzles her neck, and easily picks her up to pull her against himself. At first, she felt excitement as his arms wrap about her. Coming to her sense, she struggles against him. Miriam is no match for his strength as Lucifer turns and enters the earth with Miriam in his powerful arms. Please, release me, clutching at his arms. She strives to pull them from her, as they travel downward past massive black shining rocks shot through with silver. Trembling chin and lips, tears course down her cheeks. Miriam beats her fists impotently at his broad muscular chest, feeling his hard, firm abdomen against her. Barely giving her a glance, Lucifer pulls her tight, reveling in her firm body pressed close, face streaked with tears. He chuckles. Won't this be fun? Upon arriving, Lucifer releases Miriam from his powerful hold. An amused smile curves his lips, crumpling to the ground, terrified of being violated. Lucifer moves toward her and she screams, refusing to go farther with him. Miriam recalls the demons who had captured her and fears the worst. Be still, Lucifer says and snickers. No one is going to harm you, angel girl. You're here for a brief stay with adorable me. Oh, Lord, will this nightmare never end? Adonai, help me. Lucifer lives in hell and this is where he has taken Miriam. Anik has not overcame the temptation. Cleo broke the binding and freed him. So, Lucifer decides to kidnap the angel who'd escaped his demons earlier, thinking she was Anik's true love. Although, kidnapping her wasn't his idea alone. Take me with you. We will run after you. The king brought me to his runes. I will be glad and rejoice. We praise your love more than wine. How right it is for him to love you. Song of Solomon 1:4 CJB.